At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, producer Tim, number one story in the country, very sad too. Duck Dynasty is short. One duck, Phil Robertson, no longer with us. Here's a commercial for their company.
Come home with us. Let's go back to our roots. The Blue Wings are on the move. The grand passage has begun. Brush your blinds. Grab your gun. Let's go kill some ducks, boys. Mossberg, built rugged, proudly American, just like us.
Did you ever watch that, Tim?
No, I never really watched Duck Dynasty. My parents did, though.
Yeah.
I know a lot about it. I never really got into it.
Yeah, he was absolutely an icon. And you know, originally just, you know, one of those earlier really successful reality television shows.
Yeah. Very successful.
Yeah. And then the family in its own right became kind of a sort of religious political dynasty, on top of it.
They did.
That people would follow. This is just an example. One of the things that the guys in the family were known for were their iconic beards.
See, you came out of your mother's womb, you reached a certain majority of years, and hair started coming forth from your face. So we usually remind people that the only two people who do not have whiskers are women and children, and we are neither of those.
Yeah. That's facts.
So, really interesting. I didn't know this. And so sad that, you know, so sad that he's gone. But the show is going on. They've actually got a new season of the reality show debuting June 1st.
Really?
So, yes.
I guess it's centered around the rest of his family?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
And they'll be in good hands. I didn't know this. Phil Robertson played quarterback for the Louisiana Tech University. His backup was a guy by the name of Terry Bradshaw.
Really?
That you might have heard of. Yes.
Wow.
And they're saying Phil was good enough that he could have gone pro, but he was more interested in hunting. And so he didn't.
There you go.
Yeah, and you know, follow your passion.
There you go, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
And it worked out for him. Started the family hunting company Duck Commander in 1972 with a now patented duck call. You heard it there in the last commercial. So.
Yeah, and he also then he went on to have a TV show, which was very successful.
Yeah, so very sad. He had been suffering from Alzheimer's disease, they say, and also a blood disorder.
Oh, I hate that disease. It's such a terrible disease.
I know. It's terrible. We're going to figure it out. We're going to cure it someday.
Oh, I hope so.
Me too. He was 79 years old, so a life well lived, and that's always, in my opinion, something to celebrate.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. So again, it's and the new, if you want to look it up, Duck Dynasty, the revival debuts this Sunday on A&E. So, okay. Moving on, though, getting back to the serious stuff that we've been talking about here. Okay, so a lot of interesting stuff going on. Trump begged them, sent Caroline Leavitt out to do it in January and February, even before he was sworn in. Please get started on funding my agenda, please. But they were too busy vacationing and I think deliberately dragging their feet out. So now we're in this crazy situation. It took till almost June for Republicans to get around, and they weren't doing anything. We documented this February, March. They were doing nothing. They're just dragging their feet. Why? Because there is still a Republican caucus that wants illegal immigrants and wants to make it very hard for Trump to deport them. And the more they drag their feet, the easier it is to slow Trump down. So we are almost at June, and we have a bill that we don't have the votes to pass in the Senate. We've got conservatives in the Senate saying, no way, you will bankrupt the country. And then we've got others in the Senate saying, we don't like salt. And it's just, it's going to be, but they're going to have to rewrite the whole thing, Ted Cruz said, and or big parts of it anyway. It's going to take a while. And we are going to lose a year. We're going to lose a year, but I think that was on purpose. I think that was the goal. Now, here's the thing. There are some really good things in the Big Beautiful Bill. Funding for 10,000 more ICE agents, which would more than double the current 5,000 that are being used for deportations. Funding for 100,000 more illegal alien beds. Again, we needed this in February. We needed this in March. You can see why. And a lot of these guys are sleeper cells, quite frankly, in the Senate and in the House. They were brought in by Karl Rove and the Bushes. And it's almost a religious, open borders, almost a religious fervor with those people. And those Republicans were brought in for one reason and one reason only, and that is to keep the borders open and to sabotage anything that would keep us from getting there. Remember, who was the original guy behind amnesty? Who was it? I was doing talk radio then. I remember. It was not Barack Obama. It was George Bush. George Bush tried like the Dickens to get amnesty. Lindsey Graham tried to help him. So did Marco Rubio. They were part of Gang of Eight. All the people, the Republicans who swept in during the Bush years under Karl Rove, are there to get amnesty and to get as many illegals into this country. I don't know why they're obsessed with it. They make big, big money continuing to keep these Republicans in Congress with the donations of companies who support the same thing. They want to slow roll Trump's agenda. And that's what's happening here. We're going to win. They did this last time under Paul Ryan, who was the worst of the worst. Thought Paul Ryan literally said when he was speaker, anyone, anywhere should be able to come here to America and compete with Americans for jobs. Anybody, anywhere in the world. Screw Americans. That is the mantra. And Trump is fighting that. In the Big Beautiful Bill, $47 billion for a border wall. We really need that. Sink them bollards into the ground. Why? Because it's going to be hard for Democrats to rip them up. Once we get them in, I mean, bury them so they can't put the tunnels under. Got to get that done. $47 billion for that. 3,000 new Border Patrol agents, 5,000 new customer officials, $2 billion for signing and retention bonuses to hire. And a $1,000 fee on migrants seeking asylum. They pay us instead of we pay them. It's a great idea. The plan is to deport 1 million annually and house 100,000 in detention centers. Again, we needed this in February. We need it in March. There was no reason that Mike the Knife and John Thune could not get this done over Christmas, could not get this done in January, have all of the work done. So as soon as Trump gets sworn in on January 20th, bam, we hit the ground running. So $5 billion more for the border. $21 billion to restock ammunition, $34 billion for more shipbuilding, $25 billion for Golden Dome. So there's a lot of good stuff in here, and they're holding Trump hostage and saying, well, you know, we're going to get to spend ourselves into practically a drunken state if you want this stuff. And Trump says, fine, pass it. Don't care. Get it to the Senate. Get it to my desk. Because every month he loses, we're not getting these illegals out at the rate we could be. And what Trump is planning, and this hasn't been explained. Trump's not going to make a big deal out of this, okay, because it would make the Republicans mad. What Trump is planning to do is what are called rescission bills. So that's 9 rescission bills. What does that do? That'd do the Doge cuts. He's not going to do all the Doge cuts. He's already said that. But it will do Doge cuts, and it'll do things like the first one defunds PBS. It saved $9 billion. And you could pass them through the House and the Senate with 51 votes, or 51% in the House, 51 votes in the Senate. We don't need 2/3. And so this is why Trump doesn't care how much money these bills spend, because he's telling, I'm going to put the rescission bills through Congress. Will they pass? I don't know. The other thing Trump's getting ready to do is something called impound. He's already done it actually 40 times. He's got the GAO has 40 investigations open into him. A lot of those will end up in the courts. where he's just going, I'm not spending the money. Sorry. And then they got this other thing going on where Scott Bessent has kind of let the cat out of the bag a little, but they're not talking about it, where over a third of the expenditures coming out of the Treasury were fraudulent. They were ineligible is what he says instead of fraud. They know that money's a lot of that. Some of those will be accidents. People had the wrong code. They entered the wrong thing. They were legit. A lot of that will be fraud and waste. And they know they can cut that. They know they can cut that, but they're going to need a court battle to do it. And they don't want to give the Republican Congress the number because they'll just go ahead and spend it. Trump wants to cut it later. That's why he does not care about what the bottom line number is here. Going to be interesting. So buckle up. I've got a whole lot more coming up next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yo, I'm not sure building the state's tourism strategy, South Carolina's tourism strategy around Myrtle Beach is maybe the best idea. Made it national. Folks, there were a lot of shootings, a lot of violence, always is around Memorial Day. Next big one will be July 4th, people shooting each other, doing things like that. Normally it happens in places like Chicago, and the death toll is incredible. This year, South Carolina, 10 dead, single event. Not dead, excuse me, shot. Very violent. Saw the headline in the top 10. The app shows us top 10 stories in the country. I went, said South Carolina, 10 shot. I said, I bet it's in Myrtle. Yeah, it's Myrtle. But how did I know? It's bike week. It's bike. I used to live there, so I'm real. Myrtle Beach is a shockingly violent place. There are parts that are like Chicago. In fact, if you don't live there and you don't know where they are, you're in danger. Now, if you live there, it's like anywhere else. I mean, I bet you if you live in Chicago, you're perfectly safe because you know where to go and you know definitely like not where to go and you know definitely not when to go. So the first thing I did was, it's bike week where everyone goes to get shot. Like I said, building the state's tourism plan around Myrtle Beach, I'm just not sure it's what we need to do going forward, not needing to make those kind of national headlines, but whatever. All right, moving on to how they're going to do this. You saw the bond market last week, freak. They freaked out. In fact, MSN.com used the word freak out, and it was appropriate. It was appropriate because simple math shows us there are not enough buyers of bonds on the planet to buy the bonds Congress is getting ready to float. It's a Ponzi scheme. It is. So what do they do about that? Well, what's it been, a week and a half ago now, quietly, because we didn't want anyone to notice, the Federal Reserve printed a bunch of money, about $40 billion, and quietly bought up bonds that are just sitting out there because nobody wants them. There's too many. There's not enough human beings to buy them. Normally, when we do what's called quantitative easing, buy our own bonds back, normally when we do that, we make a big announcement because the stock market likes it. We didn't. We didn't make an announcement. Fed didn't announce it. In fact, almost nobody noticed. That's not a good sign. Bond market did not like it. So what do? We're getting ready to print a whole lot more money and flood that same market with a whole lot more bonds. Why? I don't know. We do stupid things. Meanwhile, you can see what's happened. So this is the problem with this bill, okay? And this is what Rand Paul is saying when he said this over the weekend, Senator Rand Paul.
Somebody has to stand up and yell, the emperor has no clothes.
Yep.
And everybody's falling in lockstep on this. Pass the big, beautiful bill. Don't question anything. Well, conservatives do need to stand up and have their voice heard. This is a problem we've been facing for decades now. And if we don't stand up on it, I really fear the direction the country is going.
The senator, or excuse me, the speaker is.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that we're going to, and that's why the Fed was quietly buying those bonds back. They didn't want anybody to notice there's not enough buyers for them. And Congress's solution is, hey, we'll flood the market with more. Why not? What could go wrong? Now, let me tell you why Trump's not freaked out about this, okay? And I make this all make sense. Trump's plan, and it's not a bad one if it works, is look, these Republicans in Congress are ridiculous. The Republican leadership is ridiculous. He's going to pass this whole thing. Hopefully the bond market doesn't crash watching it. And then he's going to come back and he's going to use two things. Rescission. He's got 9 bills ready to go. We hope they use them, which means what? You have to, that's how they'll do the Doge cuts and cuts to other stuff that Doge didn't find, like PBS. The first bill is $9 billion. It's ready to go after this bill passes. So we're going to fund PBS and then we're going to unfund PBS. It saves about $9 billion and it only needs 51 votes in the Senate, 51% in the House. And so what Trump is counting on is that the top line number might scare the heck out of the bond markets, but we're not actually going to spend it. That's when the real fight's going to begin. Now, here's his problem. Number one, can he pass these rescission bills through the House? Don't know. Can he pass them through the Senate? Don't know. He would have to put a lot of pressure on Republicans. Look, if you're a Republican, you can't vote to defund PBS. Maybe you deserve to lose your primary. And that's how it's going to have to go. He's going to do this other thing, though, called impoundment. And that is all of this, folks, where we are financially in this country is so incredibly risky right now. This could work. It could work. It may not work. It's called impoundment. What does that mean? Where the president just says, I'm not spending it. I mean, you guys can approve it over there in Congress. I'm not spending it. Make me. Now, here's the thing. Thomas Jefferson did this. He was the first one to use the impoundment. No, I'm not spending it. Refused to spend $50,000 on 15 new gunboats. Said, nope, not doing it. It went to the Supreme Court. He won. So Trump is going to take this to the Supreme Court. That's the plan. Problem is, Nixon took it to the Supreme Court. He lost bigly. He lost 0-8. So the odds here that they're going to let Trump impound this money are not high. However, what kind of things are we talking about impounding? This is where this is going to get interesting. For instance, headline, Doge has found $15 billion in Medicaid fraud, waste, and abuse. So are we going to have Supreme Court justices say, nope, Trump's got to pay out the fraud? This is coming. You're going to have, I will do the story. I just don't know the day I'm going to do it on yet because it's coming. We are going to have liberal judges, liberal judicial dictators order Trump to pay out fraud. That will happen. We're going to have them order him to pay out waste. And he's going to come back and say, wait a minute, this isn't like Nixon. What happened with Nixon was Democrats passed the Clean Water Act and it spent a whole ton of money and sent it to Democrat states. Nixon vetoed it. Democrats overrode him. And he said, fine, you can't make me spend the money. I'm not going to do it. And it went to the Supreme Court. He lost. But that was on a legitimate issue. That's where Doge comes in. Are we seriously going to have judges, liberal judges, order Trump to pay out fraud and waste? We are. Why? Because it all goes to Democrats. That's why. Maybe a couple of Republicans too. So this is just tip of the iceberg. Doge has found $14 billion in Medicaid fraud, waste, and abuse. So what are they doing right now? Mike DeKnife and John Thune will fund it on the front end because they don't have the gonads to cut it. And then they're going to let Trump do the dirty work on the back end and liberal judges will try to stop them. Meanwhile, they're giving Trump almost no cover in these bills so that liberal judges can stop him. Why? Because they just want to spend the money. They don't care. Congress is crazy. Our leaders in Congress are crazy. They're literally full on cuckoo. And Trump knows that. He's just trying to get his agenda through on the back of whatever waste fraud they want to fund. And then he's going to go in and cut it himself. So why is Elon Musk so upset? Elon Musk threw his hands up over the weekend, walked away. And I don't blame him. Because the deal going in that Trump made and Musk made, that they have reneged on was, hey, we'll cut this stuff. And then there was going to be savings. We weren't going to spend it. Musk thought that he was preventing America from going bankrupt. And by the way, he lost 25% of his net worth doing it. And then Congress just went, oh, did you find some stuff to cut? Cool, we'll just spend that somewhere else. So we're still going bankrupt. That's why Musk is mad. But we can still do the Doge cuts with rescission and impoundment, but Trump's going to have to win a lot of court cases to do it, and he's going to have to get the votes. It's going to be very hard. That's where we are, though. So we'll see how it goes.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.